From Tidbits on February 10th, 2014, this is Extra Bits by Tidbits staff. NBC trumped up claims of hacking at Sochi Olympics. NBC ran a shocking report about internet security at the Sochi Olympics. Reporter Richard Engel demonstrated how an Android phone and a MacBook were hacked the second he connected them to a network. Errata Security has pointed out that the story was completely fabricated. The piece was filmed in Moscow, not Sochi. Engel deliberately installed the malware, and the hack shown could have occurred anywhere else in the world. The moral of the story? Don't turn to NBC for security advice. Apple buys back $14 billion of stock in 2 weeks. Apple's stock fell 8% after it reported its most recent quarterly results, and the company took advantage by buying back $14 billion of its own shares. It means that we're betting on Apple. It means they're really confident in what we're doing and what we plan to do, CEO Tim Cook told the Wall Street Journal. He also confirmed new product categories for 2014, saying there will be new categories. We're not ready to talk about it, but we're working on some really great stuff. How close Steve Jobs was to Sony. It's well known that Steve Jobs was an admirer of Sony. Even his famous black mock turtleneck and Levi's 501 ensemble was inspired by Sony uniforms. But Tokyo-based IT journalist Nobuyuki Hayashi has revealed some new information on how close the Apple co-founder was to the Japanese company. Jobs regularly visited Sony co-founder Akio Morita, and the two men had a mutual admiration of each other. Jobs was so impressed with the Sony Vaio laptops that he even tried to convince Sony to adopt Mac OS X for them in 2001. Jobs even gave Sony the idea to build a GPS into its CyberShop cameras. Even North Korea is copying Apple. Bad news for Microsoft, North Korea doesn't even want to copy Windows anymore. The latest version of Red Star OS, the nation's official Linux distribution, now bears a striking resemblance to Mac OS X, as opposed to earlier versions that mimicked the Windows interface. Of course, no North Korean operating system would be complete without propaganda, such as setting the year to 103, the number of years since Kim Il-sung, the founder of North Korea, was born. Satya Nadella becomes Microsoft's new CEO. Microsoft has announced that Satya Nadella has replaced Steve Ballmer as CEO of the company. The 46-year-old Nadella has been with the company since 1992, most recently as Executive Vice President of Microsoft's Cloud and Enterprise Group. Founder Bill Gates will also be stepping down as Chairman of Microsoft's Board of Directors to take a more hands-on role as an advisor, quote, supporting Nadella in shaping technology and product direction. This is Tidbits, sponsored in part this week by CrashPlan, Smile, ScanSnap, Avatron Software, Aspire Media, and Page Zero Software. To follow links, make comments, read related articles, subscribe to our podcast, and get updates via email, RSS, Twitter, Facebook, and our iOS app, visit us at tidbits.com. I'm Josh Centers, and thanks for listening.